Welcome to 2023. Thank you. I appreciate you for following me and supporting me. It definitely means a lot, and I send all of you to you and all of your family and friends surrounding you very prosperous, joyful, and abundant new year. And I just wanted to quick talk a little bit about success. And, you know, I meditated in with Grace, where I usually do a channeled message, but today's going to be a little bit different because it's fun to change things up. But I did meditate on this and talk to Grace about success and what we could provide for you moving forward in 2023, because there are so many different perspectives on success in any area of your life, right? Because you can have a career or a relationship or be a parent. Maybe you're going back to school or looking for a new career, buying your first home or renting, whatever it may be. There is always success within anything that you do. But the misconception that Grace and I want you to get over this year is understanding that be grateful and hold gratitude for where you are today, for how far you've come, for your maybe projected insight of where you want to go or things that you want to accomplish. Have gratitude and know that any step that you take, whether it feels big or small, it is success. You are successful in where you're at because you have done this. So throughout the next year and throughout even this month of January, I really want you to have every single day filled with gratitude. And when you're looking for your purpose, I had a great conversation with a good friend today about purpose. And when you hold purpose, allow your purpose to be something that resonates with you, but also serving others. Now, I'm not saying you have to go and do this charity work or go shovel somebody else's driveway, but what can you do to support somebody? Is it a smile? Is it opening a door? Is it commenting or liking on a post to show that you care? So you are human. You know that you're human. And we're here in the having a physical human experience with a spiritual side or a spiritual soul within us. But we were born to love. We were born to help one another. We were born to care and smile and give thanks and gratitude and share and love. And that's what I would love for you to take a look into it. And amazing if you're doing it now, but what else can you do maybe? Maybe an extra smile, maybe an extra, you know, let somebody in and take your parking spot. But what is it that you can do each day to help someone else love themselves a little bit more and help them make their way back home to their home safely? And again, this was also brought up by a great friend I had a conversation with today with an experience one of her family members had. And it really hit me. It hit me how powerful it was of just doing something to help somebody get home safely. And I think it couldn't be any more clear, even when I channeled in with Grace, about the power of a smile, the power of kindness, the power of your vibration and frequency in your body that you let off to other people around you, how it can change their day and you don't even know it, and somebody will reciprocate that back to you. Or maybe you were having a bad day and it was somebody's smile that just warmed you up, or maybe you have social media. You know, we're in that day and age with socials that somebody liked your post that you weren't expecting, and it was enough just to warm your heart. Sometimes it's just taking that extra moment of effort that fills you up, but fills somebody else up more than you know. So I wish you a very happy January, allowing yourself to move forward with gratitude and grace, allowing yourself to allow others to support you and take their hand or ask for help when you need help, and being there for someone else. Let's have that chain link effect in supporting others that will support us in being strong. So have an absolute fabulous day. I send you much love and light again to you and all your family and friends and pets around you. And if you're interested, I'll be opening the doors very shortly to some pretty fun courses that I think you're going to really enjoy, that's going to help support you this year. There's going to be a lot of shifts and changing happening energetically in this world, where it's never been a better time to learn to trust your intuition, to learn to trust and grow in your authentic self, to learn how to surrender to the old, to accept with open arms the new opportunities and possibilities that are waiting there for you if you know how to harness them in. And that's part of my passion coming up in this year, is helping you hone into your intuition and really diving into the authentic side of you so you can live a joyful life with a different level of freedom, peace, happiness, contentment, so that abundance does flow openly and freely to you. So this is my first offer, with doors opening up to you as of today. Send me an email that you want in, and I will get you registered. There will be information in this post as well, too, of dates that I will be holding this. So doors open first to you, and then I will be releasing them to the public. It will be limited. Doors will only be open a short time because I like small groups. It's more intimate, it's more to connect with, and you learn a lot better that way when it's more in a one-on-one environment. So I can't wait to connect with you. And again, I appreciate you, and thank you for sticking around.